This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we began a mini-series within the sermon series from the Gospel of Luke, focusing on the Sermon on the Mount given by Jesus in Luke 6, beginning at verse 20. Let it speak to you today, this week, and all this month. God bless you as you listen. Before I even begin talking about this series, I want to share with you a quote from a veteran psychiatrist by the name of Dr. James Fisher, who made the following statement about the Sermon on the Mount. This is an incredible statement, if you ask me. Here's what he said. If you were to take the sum total of all the authoritative articles ever written by the most qualified of psychologists and psychiatrists on the subject of mental health, if you were to combine them and define them and cleave out all the excess verbiage, if you were to take the whole of the meat and none of the parsley, and if you were to have all these unadulterated bits of pure knowledge concisely expressed by the most capable of living poets, you would have an awkward and incomplete summation of the Sermon on the Mount. Isn't that interesting? The psychiatrist said, if you want to distill all the great documents about mental health, all the great arguments that have been given, all the great papers that have been written on the subject of mental health, and condense them, you would find a rough imitation of the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount, listen carefully, is one of the most powerful pieces of writing in your life. Because of the one who wrote it, the one who spoke it, but because of the truth that's in it. And over the next 3 or 4 weeks, you are going to see something in your life as I'm going to see something in my life. And here's what it is. Either the Sermon on the Mount is something real to you or just a document you read once in a while. It's either something living, breathing, and alive in your life, or it's just a document from history, a historical document that you read. I want to share with you the thought that you have four parallel statements. There's double statements here in 20 through 26. Can we go back up to verse 20 again, if that's possible? Verse 20 says, "Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Verse 24 is the parallel verse to that. "But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort." I want to say something right at the beginning. I've heard this verse misused many times over the years. There is no virtue in being poor in itself, and there's no vice in being rich. Please understand that. Jesus is not condemning the having of money. He's not holding up being poor and say, if you want to be special, just be poor. Just be poverty-stricken, and that's the ideal to shoot for. Jesus was talking about spiritual poverty. He was talking about people, get this, who recognize that anything they have in their life is from Jesus Christ. You see, you can be poor and greedy, and you can be rich and greedy. Would you listen to that again? It's possible to be poor and greedy. It's possible to be rich and greedy. It's an attitude of the Spirit. And I think Jesus was talking about people who recognize their own bankruptcy without Jesus Christ. Some people would disagree with me on this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think the most spiritual moment in a man or woman's life is not just when they're convicted of sin. You know, the world can convict you of sin. The world can lay a guilt trip on you about something you've done. Here's the most spiritual moment in a man's life or a woman's life is when they realize that without Christ, I'm nothing. Without Jesus Christ, I am bankrupt. But with Jesus Christ, I have everything, including eternal life. So the defining moment in a man's life, the defining moment in a woman's life is when they realize their spiritual poverty without Christ, and they realize their richness in Him.
Well, this opening message in the Sermon on the Mount continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.